KB8OE, KEHEK. So how about this, Mike? I put the shorter antenna on. Can you still copy me?
It must just be just a little bit of audio noise in the controller or something, because you're no different. Your audio sounds exactly the same. There's no more noise. It's just a very, very faint noise in the background. That's it. There's no static. There's no nothing. Perfect. 100% copyable. You didn't sound any different. Matter of fact, you could probably throttle it back on power, truth be known.
Wow, okay, cool. Yeah, I could copy you pretty well, too, so I'll just leave this short little bugger on here for now. Yeah, that's cool. I kind of like this little rig. It's going to take me a little bit to figure it all out, though, but, you know, I probably could trim it up and get it working a little better, sound a little better if I learn all the stuff on it, you know. It's just brand new in my hand here.
I wouldn't mess with it. Sounds great. You know, we're both using walkie-talkies from in the house. How much better can it get? You know, I mean, the system is just a monster. It's unbelievable how good they've got this thing working. And, you know, you can use it out in Lansing and up in Saginaw. And like I said, I was up in Tawas. And, I mean, I didn't even have the 7900. I had the 7500 series antenna on, and it was, you know, I got a little bit of picket fencing, but when it was open to the bay, I was talking across the bay with no problems, and I'm not even sure where all the receive sites are. It's got a motor system and receive sites everywhere, and then there's one in Fenton, and then the Lapeer machine, and it's just all over the place. You look at that little picture I sent you, that's it. That's the coverage. The Straits, there's one up at the Straits, and matter of fact, I was probably hearing that one because there was temperature inversion last night, so I kept hearing something flooding the, you know, cracking my squelch. I'm not using any kind of tone on my receive. KB8OE.